Good morning, everybody. So the topic for today, Chasson and Kalev got married on Wednesday last week, and they followed the minhag of fasting on the day of their wedding, wanted to know if they also had to fast Sunday, meaning on Sunday they were in the middle of Shavuot Brachos, and it's a Yom Tov for them to have Shavuot Brachos. So maybe the mitzvah to eat on their Yom Tov overrides the requirement to fast in Shavuot B'Tammuz. So I thought this was an interesting topic for a Temen Halacha. Does a chasson, comes up all the time. You can get married within a week of many fast days. So it happens all the time, especially Shavuot B'Tammuz, when everyone's trying to get in their weddings right before the 3 weeks where you can't have weddings for 3 weeks. So very often in Shavuot B'Tammuz you have a chasson and kala right in the middle of Shavuot Brachos. So in order to approach the answering this question, you have to first figure out what is the obligation to eat. Do they have any sort of obligation to eat during Shavuot Brachos? We know that there is a halacha that if there are a minyan of people and panim chadashos and a meal that's being served in honor of the chasson and kala, that then you have a requirement to say Shavuot Brachos. But there's no requirement. A lot of people are mistaken. A lot of people assume that there's some sort of requirement that you have to have a Shavuot Brachos meal each and every day of Shavuot Brachos. There's no such requirement. The couple can get married and decide that they'd rather just keep themselves a bit and not go out and not have celebrations with a minyan of people and with panim chadashos every day, and they just want to recite Shavuot Brachos. But it's just that if you happen to have a minyan and you have panim chadashos and there's some sort of meal, that the last requirement is not as explicit, but it seems to be the case that that the meal is being offered in honor of the chasson and kala. But that it's an important requirement because it comes up a lot. A lot of times you have a chasson and kala get married, and then within the week of Shavuot Brachos, their friends are getting married also. So they want to attend a wedding during Shavuot Brachos. So how many Shavuot Brachos do you say at the wedding meal? Do you say a Shavuot Brachos for the chasson and kala that are getting married, and then another Shavuot Brachos for the chasson and kala who are attending the meal? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted, and Rav Shechter said the same thing, that only if they bring out some extra food in honor of the chasson and kala that are attending the meal. If they bring out a cake and they say, oh, by the way, also happy wedding to this couple that got married 2 days ago, and they bring out something. Sometimes you had a wedding and they'll do that. It's somebody, it's the father of the groom's birthday or something. So they'll bring out a birthday cake or something, so they'll add a little something to the meal. So if they're adding something at my wedding, I remember it was my parents' anniversary, it was my sister's birthday, there were like a million cakes coming out. I didn't get any cake, but there were a million cakes coming out. So for everyone that was there. So if you have some extra food that's being offered in honor of the chasson and kala, so then and there's a minyan there and there's panim chadashos. Like for example, let's say chasson and kala were to decide on the third or fourth day of Shavuot Brachos, they're hungry, it's lunchtime, their Shavuot Brachos not till nighttime, and they want to go for pizza. So they go to the pizza shop, and in the pizza shop there's a minyan of Jews because they went to a kosher pizza shop. So there are a minyan of Jews in the pizza shop, and they look around, and these are all people that were not at their wedding. They're total strangers. It's all panim chadashos. So you have a minyan of people. They're washing on pizza, kamuvan, and there's panim chadashos. So there's a minyan. But the pizza's not being served in honor of the chasson and kala. So it's not. There's no one's there to celebrate the chasson and kala. So if that's the case, they probably would not recite Shavuot Brachos in such a circumstance. But anyway, that's as far as reciting Shavuot Brachos. But as far as, is there an iser to fast? Is there a chiyuv to eat? So where does the idea of celebrating Shavuot Brachos, of celebrating for a week, having this week of Yom Tov come from? So it is a little bit unclear. There's Yerushalmi and Ksubis that says that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who instituted Shavuot Brachos, that they should be Mesameach Zubazu, that the Chasson and the Kala should be Mesameach with each other, meaning even outside of the actual Shavuot Brachos, but the week, the Shavua, the week after the getting married, that they should have time to celebrate with each other. Some trace it as far back as Lavan and Yaakov, when Yaakov marries Leah instead of Rachel. Malei Shavua Zos, that he first has to finish up the week together with Leah before he can go and marry Rachel. That's Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, that he had to finish the week with one wife before he goes and marries another wife. In Sefer Shoftim, Shimshon gets married, and the Navi describes Shivas Yamim of Mishteh. So at the very, very least, it was something that was practiced from very early on. The Rambam in Hilchos Avil says that Moshe tikein lam liyisol shivus yimei avel shivus yimei mishteh, meaning shivus yimei mishteh is 7 days of celebration, is a din drabanan, but not all dinim drabanan are so new. Moshe Rabbeinu was also a rabbi. In addition to being the person who brought us the Torah and gave us all the dinim d'oraisa from Hashem, he was also a rabbi, so he also made certain dinim drabanan. So this was a takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, a very, very early din midrabanan. It's interesting, the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Avel, right? He says Moshe Rabbeinu was Masaki in Shivus Yimei Avelus and Shivus Yimei Amishta. The Radvaz over there explains that a person has to have balance in their life. That sometimes a person gets so caught up in times of Simcha that they lose the sense of seriousness of life, and everything is just with such levity. So you keep in mind at such times Avelus as well. That's why under a chuppah, what do? We break a glass. Where does the breaking of glass come from? So that's what the Gemara Brachos identifies, because there was a Maisa Shahaya that people were getting out of control. So someone took an expensive glass and broke it in order to let everybody know, you know, you got to calm down a little bit. That thing shouldn't be completely out of control. Obviously, we're happy at a Beis Mishnah, and we're sad in a Beis Avel, but just as a person shouldn't let his sadness turn to depression in a Beis Avel, a person shouldn't let his joy turn to something that's frivolous and that's inappropriate in a Beis Mishnah either. So that's why the two takanos maybe are mentioned together. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishul says, doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu, he says v'chein tiknu chachamim to have shavar brachos. But most importantly, when the Rambam describes what happens during that week, he says sas v'sameach ima shavas yamim, they celebrate together for 7 days. Eino osik b'malachto, the guy doesn't go to work that week. V'lo nosim v'nosim b'shuk, you don't engage in commerce. Ela ochel v'shosa v'sameach, he eats and drinks and rejoices. So apparently there's a din during the Shavuot Brachos week to be ochel v'shosa. Ooh, so now you see that apparently there is a din that he has to eat. So the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash was not convinced that it's a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he suggests that maybe it was common practice among the Nechbadei Umos, among people who are honorable people, to always have a week of celebration, and now it's become halacha. And that's what Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Ezra writes, Hanosi besula tzarech l'sameach ima shivas yamim shelo yasu malach v'lo yitin b'shuk ela ochel v'shosa v'sameach ima. Shulchan Aruch passes the halacha, the lashon of the Rambam, like he normally does, that ochel v'shosa, that you're supposed to eat and drink. So here we have very clearly that there is a requirement during Shavuot Brachos that a chassan and kallah are supposed to eat and drink. Meaning, even if they don't actually say Shavuot Brachos, because they don't have panim chadashos, they don't have a minyan, but there is a requirement that they're supposed to be eating and drinking. So how do we reconcile that with a fast day, when all of Klal Yisrael is fasting? Should the chassan and kallah also fast? If it's some Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, Shavas B'Tamuz, Rav Vadya Yosef has a tshuva in Yechav Adas, Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Zayin, where he was asked this question. As you know, many of you may know that the Yechav Adas is the set of tshuvas Rav Vadya Yosef wrote from the radio show. People used to call in on the radio. Rav Vadya was like, instead of Mike Francesa or whatever, it was Rav Vadya Yosef on the line, and you'd call in and you'd ask a shayla, and he'd spit out a tshuva. So his tshuvas in Yechav Adas were the write-ups of the radio show. So they asked him whether if a Shavuot Brachos, if some Gedalia, Sarbet Tevis, Shavuot Thomas falls during Shavuot Brachos, would the Chassan and Kala have to fast? He does not discuss if Tisha B'Av falls during Shavuot Brachos. Why does he not discuss if Tisha B'Av falls during Shavuot Brachos? Can never happen, right? 3 weeks and you're allowed to get married. So the actual Shaila in Rav Vadya is when Shavuot Thomas is Chal on Shabbos and the Tainus is Nidcha Liyom Rishon. So that may make a difference if the Shavuot Thomas is not really falling on Shavuot Thomas. But anyway, he points out the Ritva in Tainus Taf Lamed Aleph says that any of the four Tanios are drabanan and mistaverly shu chayiv lisanos during Shavuot Brachos. The Ritva says even though it's only drabanan, these four tanios are only drabanan, it's mistaver that you should have to fast even during Shavuot Brachos. Why? So he gives two reasons. One, he says, the Gemara Ksuba says that even though Shavuot Brachos is your personal celebration, and Avelus Chadasha would not be chal during Shavuot Brachos. Avelus Chadasha means a personal Avelus would wait until after Shavuot Brachos. But Kivin Sheinam El Yemei Regel Shol Yachid, says the Ritva, after all, it's only your personal Yom Tov. Vilu Tainas Tzibur Elu Heim Yemei Evel Derabim. But all these fast days are days of Avelus for everybody. So Yavol Din Avelus Derabim V'Yitchadin Regel Diyachid. That let the Avelus Derabim overpower the Regel of the Yachid. Now that's where Vadya says that's only if it's not nidcha. But if it's nidcha, then he thinks you wouldn't have to fast. But the other reason Rav Vadya gives is he says Mikra Malei Dibur HaKasav. When Chasav and Kala are standing under the chuppah, we mention Imlo Ales Yerushalayim Al Rosh Simchasi, that we're supposed to recall Yerushalayim at a time of great simcha. That's what we do. Not only in breaking the glass, we put ashes on the Makom Tefillin on Efer Mikla Barosh Chasanim. There's a minag that we put ashes on the Chasan's head as a reminder. reminder of the Chorban HaBayis. At the height of our Simcha, we recall the Chorban HaBayis. You don't dump a bucket of ashes over the Chasan's head. You don't like mess him up, but a little bit, just a little bit of ashes as a reminder. That's what Nosei Kelim Shulchan Aruch say, that you should say. You should say those words. Im Lo'al Es Yushalayim Al Rosh Simchasi. I remember I was once at a wedding, and there were two guys sitting in front of me, and when they started singing Yemesh Kachech, one guy said to the other, "What's this? What's going on over here?" I remember he said it like that. "What's going on over here?" So the other one said, the other guy said, "Oh, it's some YU practice, some YU minhag." So it's not. It's in the Nosei Kelim Shulchan Aruch. I mean, we'll get enough tzaras for the YU stuff. But this is in Shulchan Aruch that you should say. Okay, it doesn't say you should sing, but if it's a heartfelt rendition, so then it really has the effect of being Malas Yushalayim Al Rosh Simchasi. So that's a very effective thing. So says Rav Vadya. Now, what's going to be? Now Rav Vadya says the Ritva, Rav Vadya according to the Ritva, what's going to be a bigger way to be Malas Yerushalayim El Rosh Simchasi? A couple of ashes on the Makom Tefillin of the Chasan, or actually fasting one of the days of that commemorate the Chorban during the Shavu Brachos? That's a greater Kiyum of Im Lalas Yerushalayim. So that's what he suggests. And then Rav Vadya quotes Rabbeinu Yaivitz, that a Bal Bris Vispal Mincha Bodiyam Gadol, let's say someone is making a bris for a child and he daven Mincha during the day on a fast day, V'halachu Malas Abed, that a person should not be mashlim the tainis on the day of his bris, and he brings a raya from a gemara in Erevin, daf mem aleph, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says, ani hayisi mivnei sinah ben binyamin, and tishba fell on Shabbos and was nidcha to yom rishon, and lo ishlamnuhu, we didn't complete the fast because it was yom tov shalanuhu, that when it's a day of a personal yom tov, you don't complete the fast. But nevertheless, the Ritva's Shita is that one does fast on a Tainus Tzibur, even if it's during Shavu Brachos. Maybe if it's Nidche, it's different. However, the Gra is Mekil not to fast. In Kaf HaChayim, in Siman Tavkuf Mem Tes, Sif Katan Tes, he quotes from a Beis David that disagrees with the Ritva and says that a Chasan should not fast during Shavu Brachos because his Yom Tov is even greater than a Bris. And if even a Bal Bris is not going to be Mashlim, then for sure a Chasan should not be Mashlim. The Kaf HaChayim points out that there's a Magen Avraham that holds like the Ritva, that let's say a couple were to, okay, we're not going to discuss what happens if you get married on a fast day. Now, sometimes you'll get married and it's automatically a fast day because there's a minug to fast on the day of the wedding and you have to drink from the wine, but we assume the fast ends at that point, that by the time that the fast ends at the chuppah. So the Chasan and Kala are going to drink from the wine of the Birchas Erusin and the Birchas Nisuin, even though they were fasting that day. But you don't get married on an actual fast day itself, right? You're not supposed to get married. There's a discussion in Achronim, can you get married on the night before a fast day? That we discussed a little bit yesterday. But on the actual fast day itself, certainly one does not get married. The only exception to this might be Tainus Esther. There might be more reason to be Mekel, because it's not one of the fasts, it's a Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Zecher to Yerushalayim. So certainly if you're going to assume, like the Ritva's Svaras, that it's Im Lo Ales Yerushalayim Al Rosh Simchasi, it's Avelus de Rabim that overrides his Yom Tov of Yachid, Tainus Esther is not really an Avelus at all. Tainus Esther is a celebration of how effective Tefillah can be, that we're celebrating the idea that Tefillah worked, that when we fasted for in the Megillah story, that it worked, and that's how we celebrate by reenacting the day of Tefillah and the day of fasting in advance. So it's a celebratory fast. The Pesachei Teshuva quotes from a Birchas Yaakov that a chasun should not fast on Tainus Esther. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Beis said that a chasun shouldn't fast on Tainus Esther during Shavu Brachos. Should not fast on Tainus Esther during Shavu Brachos, but maybe you should be mashal the fast later. So maybe more complicated. If a person chooses during Shavu Brachos not to fast and to follow the Shita Sagra, it's not so pashut that you're not going to have to make up that fast at some other point. So I think the standard practice is, and I think this is what people do, it happens all the time, that a chasun and kala get married within a week before a Tainus, that they do in fact fast on that Tainus, and it doesn't even cost them a Shavu Brachos. The previous day's Shavu Brachos they'll have before the fast starts. The next night Shavu Brachos they'll have after the fast ends, and usually they'll still have a Shavu Brachos each and every day, even though they don't even need to have a Shavu Brachos each and every day, even though they had a fast in between. Okay, all right.